Hello everyone, welcome to the daily Mishnayos Shir. We're learning Le'ilui Nishmas Chaim Baruch Matzav and Parah Bas Pinchas. We're holding above Mitzvah, Perek Dalet, Mishnah above. It says as follows. Ad Masai Mutar L'Achzir. The last Mishnah talked about a coin that was lacking a little bit. It had been rubbed off and part of the metal had worn away. But until a certain point, it was still Mutar to use that coin. So now we're discussing, what if you have a coin that you want to bring back and say this coin is that the store owner or the money changer gave to you is no good, so you want to bring it back to him and say, give me a different coin. So the Mishnah says, Ad Masai Mutar L'Achzir, until when is it Mutar to bring it back? Bakrakim, in the regular larger cities, Ad Kedei Shiyayar L'Shulchani, until you're able to show that coin to a money changer and he can confirm it's no good, so you take back the coin to whoever gave it to you and you're able to get a new coin. Bakfarim, and in the villages, smaller places that don't have the money changer seemingly, Ad Arve Shabbos, it's still Erev Shabbos. You're going to go to the city or marketplace and try to spend an Erev Shabbos, and then you'll understand whether it's spendable or not. Imai Makira, Mishnah says, if he recognized it, seemingly, if he recognized the coin that he gave to someone, Afil Achashem Asar Chodesh Mekabla Himenu, even after 12 months, he takes it from him. The Rav will clue us in what this means, because it doesn't seem to follow what would be the difference if he recognizes it. What are we talking about? And the next line also doesn't seem to follow, but it means that he only has upon him a complaint. He give it as Meister Sheni, and have no worry. He is only a bad soul. So what does this all mean? Seems quite cryptic. So says the Rav first on the first part of the mission, which we basically understood. Said, until when is a mutter for him to turn back, to give back the seller that is not good enough, right, to give it back to whoever gave it to him? So about Krakim, in the larger city, Shesham Shulchani, over there is going to be a money changer. Akadesh Yare Shulchani, until he can show it to that money changer and confirm whether it's good or not. Bakfarim, in the smaller places, Shein Sham Shulchani, there's no money changer. So Ad Arve Shabbos, until Erev Shabbos, Shabbalo Tzia, he's going to go to try to spend it, the Erev Shabbos, Lesuza Shabbos, to buy things for his Shabbos meal. Azida, then he'll know, Imuchalo Tzia, if he could spend it. Vikablu Mimena, he'll take it from him. So if not, he can then has that time to go and take it to whoever gave it to him and rightfully demand the different coin. Now it says, Vimhai Makira, if he recognized it, what is this? Hachi Kamer, here's what the Mishnah means. Vim Chasidu, if the person who gave him the coin is a Chasid, the road to Lassus Lifanim Ashirasin, he wants to go above and beyond the law. In Makir Shu Asela Shinosanlo, if he recognizes, hey, that's the coin that I gave to you, he Kablanimimimimimimimimimimim, will take it back from him, Afil Achashim Sarchosh, even after a year. It's always okay for him to take it back. He can do that. Mishnah says, Ve'im olev al taromas, hachi kamer. What's this line doing? It doesn't actually follow. It's talking about a different case. The acher, a different person, she'eno chassid, who's not trying to do a fin mishir sedin, he's going to strict letter of the law. The lo ratzu l'kabel mimenu, after this time frame has passed, yeah, the guy took longer than to show it to the money changer, or it's past Erev Shabbos, it's the next week, right? And now this guy says, okay, so I'm not taking the coin back then. You had it long enough. You apparently accepted it. Right? That person who did not return the coin within the time frame, all he has is a complaint. He has no legal way of making the person get the coin back. He passed the time frame. This guy, by not returning it, lost out himself. He lost it for himself. It did not return in the right time. This is now going on a case of what if it's lacking right at the border, meaning it's spendable. It only has doesn't have more than the acceptable amount. It's the acceptable amount that's lacking. He can use that coin of Meister Sheni Meshavye in the right for its value, meaning the coin is supposed to be worth, just put in modern day terms, supposed to be worth a dollar, and it's lacking less than the share that makes it no good, so it's still worth a dollar. He can use that as a dollar's worth of Meister Sheni redemption money. Beno Choshe, she doesn't have to remember Shum Asimon, that it's called an Asimon, that's called the coin that's been rubbed out, doesn't have a face on it anymore. Shein Meister Sheni Mischala, that Meister Sheni is now no good on such a coin. Ella B'matbea Sheish Bo Tzura. This is, right, Meister Sheni is only good on a coin that has a face on it. Yeah, the Shein Matbea Yesha Love. This coin, even though it's a little bit rubbed out, is still called the coin. The Mishain Alokha B'Shave B'Toras Matbea, someone who would not take it in its proper value as a coin, right? Ella Kamo Nischa Shel Kesef, he would say, that's just a slab of silver, it's not a coin anymore. And El Nefeshra, such a person is just an evil person. Truly, the coin is a coin, and you can use it for Meister Sheni and whatever he would need to have the right value. It has the correct value. Says Mishnah Zayin, Ha'ona Arba Kesef. This we already said, but Ona is 4 Kesef out of 24, meaning 1/6. But Taina Shtei Kesef. Shtaina means if I were to claim from someone a certain amount of money that he has that's mine, and that would eventually lead, to the Rav will tell us, to a case of motive mixas, a case of a shua happening, the minimum claim I can claim from him in, to get to that halacha is two kesef, a two ma'az or kesef. The hauda shavet pruta, and the amount that he's going to admit, the person I'm claiming from to be able to swear to motiv mixas case, is a shavet pruta. If it's less than that, he won't swear. And again, the Rav will elaborate in these cases. Chamesh pruta is saying, there are five halachas about a case, about something to do with a pruta. What are they? Hauda shavet pruta, we just said, admitting to this case of motiv mixas is a shavet pruta. So isha miskadesh is a shavet pruta. A woman can only be married off of the shavet pruta worth of an item or money. By man of shavet pruta, I mean a hekdesh, one who gets hana worth of shavet pruta from hekdesh and mo'al, that's being over the veil of me'ilah, of benefiting from hekdesh. By moti shavet pruta, one who finds a shavet pruta worth of a lost object, chayv la'achiz, he then has to announce it. Less than that, he does not. By gozos chaver shavet, yeah, one who steals from his friend a shavet pruta and swears falsely about it, we talked about those halachos in Bava Kamma, he has then a mitzvah to return that item, to take it after him, to go find that person, even to a far land, to Madai. Okay, so says the Rav. Ha'ona arba kesef. Ona is for kesef. Lamekach, for a transaction, for an item. Sela, for an item that's a sela shu. Eshin v'arba mos kesef, which is 24 mos of kesef. Nimsa ona shus kidamar. So this comes out. Ona is a six, as we said. The Chazar Rishana is teaching this again, Mishum Deboyle Misni HaTayna Shtei Kesef, because he wants to teach the comparable halachas that the Taina case is a Shtei Kesef and a Hodah is a Pruta, I mean, just different halachas have a certain minimum amount of money. By Taina Shtei Kesef, what's it mean the claim is two Kesef? She'ein Shvuah Tadayonim Al Taina Shi Bechusa Mishtei Kesef. There's no Shvuah that the judges will impose on a claim that is less than two Kesef. Shetanu shave shtei mos. They must claim from him that type of claim that he shtei mos kesef yesh li biyadcha, two mos of kesef I have in your hands. So you stole it from me, or whatever it would be. Zeh yode lo mehem, he agrees to some of that. Shave pruta, he agrees that shave pruta indeed of yours I do have biyichvar shar, but the rest I don't. Oh yode lo ko, or he can be mode that no, I don't have two mos. I have two mos biyichvar pruta. I have two mos minus a pruta. In either case, the claiming being to kesef is the minimum claim, and the minimum amount that he must be admitting to is a pruta. Yeah, the hoda shav a pruta. We just said lios hoda b'miksas v'skayv shvu. In order to consider it be moded to part of it, and therefore be chayv shvu, it has to be moded to at least a pruta. A moti shav a pruta. One who finds a pruta, so he has to return the item. Avo b'tzir ma'achi eno chayv la'achi. Is less than that amount of a lost item, one does not have to announce and to return. It says an item that is lost for him. That's meaning seemingly he feels lost from it. So a lost item that's not a shavapruta is not something someone would call lost. They wouldn't care about it. And in the last case, if he swore falsely about having someone's item, he stole from him and swore that he didn't, he has to take it to him even to Mada. If he admitted that he swore falsely, the oz in la kapara ashiach ziyana liyada mamash. He has no kapara until he brings it to his hand, literally. Below liyad shtucho, not to his agent. Iksiyah v'nosan la asher asham lo. He will give it to the one he is guilty to. Says Mishnah Ches. Chamisha chumshin hein. There are five cases of a idea of a chomish, of paying an extra fifth on top of whatever the principle is. What are they? Ochel truma u'trumas meiser shal demai v'achala v'apikurim. Mosif chomish. I read it like that because this is actually all one of the five cases, even though in itself is five cases. One of it's truma b'shogeg, that belongs to a coin, will pay it back plus a chomish. Trumas meiser also, trumas meiser shel demai. Trumas meiser of demai means you don't know that it needs to be taken. It was bought from Amma Aretz, and you take it out of Suffolk. The hachala, also eating chala, you'd pay back the amount plus a chomish. V'abikurim, and bikurim, the first fruits, mosif chomish. Just for some background, so everybody else there knows, truma is the amount that you take off of produce to give to the kohen. That's either a 40th, a 50th, or a 60th, depending on the person, of his produce. That's the first thing that happens. After that is meiser rishon, which technically would go to the lady, but nowadays, for a few reasons, we end up eating it ourselves. It doesn't go to a lady anymore. Truma, also, nowadays, we're all tummy, can't properly really go to a kohen either. So there's truma, and there's meiser rishon. Now, out of that meiser rishon, you take another tenth, and give that to the Kohen, that's called Trumas Maisa, that's what the Mishnah mentions here, right? After that, there would be something called Meiser Sheni. This is all talking about produce that grows in Eretz Yisrael, obviously. Meiser Sheni is in the second, third, fifth, and sixth year of the Shemitah cycle. Is something that a person would take to Yerushalayim and eat or redeem upon on a coin, or so we do nowadays. And then the other years, the first and fourth of the Truma cycle, of the Shemitah cycle, I should say, was Meiser Ani, tithes is giving to the poor. Those are all one-tenths. Meiser is a lesson of Esser of a tenth. So just a little background to understand these things. So our Mishnah says if you eat Truma or Truma Meiser, those are the initial Truma, and Truma Meiser is a tenth out of the Meiser Rishon. So in this case, if he eats another person's item, he'll pay back the principal plus another fifth. This is now the second case of the Chumshin. Yeah, one who redeems Netter Ravai, the fourth year produce that comes off of a tree, is or Meiser Sheni. They both are the same halachas that are taken to Yerushalayim, but one can redeem the produce onto a coin, take that coin to Yerushalayim and buy items. So one who would do that to his own produce, Mosif Chomish. He would pay a Chomish also what type of coin, meaning he takes a certain amount of value of produce and puts it onto a coin. When he goes and takes that money to buy produce to eat in Yerushalayim, he'll need to add another fifth of the amount of money in order to buy. And says the Mishnah, the next case, Apodes Hektesh, one who redeems his Hektesh, made an animal Hektesh, the animal got a mum, and now he's redeeming it, Motziv Chomish, again I'll be a Chomish. Hanan b'shavapruta mina Hektesh, one who gets Hana b'shavapruta from Hektesh, we said that's Me'ilah we said before, Motziv Chomish, when he pays back Hektesh for whatever benefit he got, he'll also add a Chomish. Lagozas chaver shavapruta, when he steals from his friend a shavapruta v'nishmalo and swore to him falsely and again gave the item back, Mosif Chomish, he also has to give an additional fifth. Okay, so says the Rav here, ochel truma gedol. Talking about someone eats truma gedol, that's the first truma tithe that we spoke about. Zesha ochel truma gedol v'shogeg, he eats a b'shogeg, yes, v'chomish. Truma's meiser is meiser mina meiser, is a tenth of the tenth, that's a tenth out of the meiser rishon. V'truma's meiser shel demai, halokeach tevua me'am arts. One who buys produce from an ignorant person, he has to take off Trumas Meiser again. He has to take Meiser and the Trumas Meiser. Avlo Truma Gedola. He does not need to take off Truma Gedola, worrying that the seller didn't take it. Shehayu Hakol Zihirimba. Everybody was careful about Truma Gedola. Seemingly Truma Gedola had a Veira of Misa Bide Shemaim, a potential punishment of Misa Bide Shemaim with it. So everybody was careful about that. They weren't so careful about Meiser and the like. It's a bit strange to me why, in this case, he has to have a chomish. After all, at the end of the day, he's taking the meiser and the trumas meiser out of suffik. So suffik should be motzei mechilah v'raya. Why should he have to add a chomish if he eats somebody else's stuff? He would say to that person, "Prove to me that it wasn't already meisered before, and thereby this stuff is not really meiser or trumas meiser. Maybe it was already fixed up fruits." So I don't know, I had this question, I looked around, I did not see anyone speak about it, but Tzarechin, I don't know why that you have to pay a chomesh in this case. Because again, a motzim yechol v'ra, you'd have to prove that the stuff is actually trumas meiser, may have just regular fixed up fruits. Okay, that's chalan bikurim, kol hani chamisha chad ninu. This is the first five things here, these types of tithes, are really considered one, the kul ikri truma, these are all called truma in various pesukim, and mishem echad heim bayim, they all come from one source. The idea that one has to pay a chomesh is all because they're all called truma. So that's all one thing in the Mishnah. Now, netzer revai, the fourth year produce, gomar kodesh kodesh meiser, that comes from a gezer shava of the word kodesh written by meiser sheni and by netzer revai. The mosif chomesh, that's how you learn out that you add a chomesh. A chomesh written by meiser sheni explicitly. Shavai unami chad chashavu, these two are considered also as one. The Michad Kranovki, they both come from one pasuk. Kaven the Meiser Yalef, he's learned that from Meiser. So again, it's written by Meiser, the idea of paying a chomish when you redeem it, and then Netzer Ravai is learned out from that. Meiser Sheni Shelo, why does it say his Meiser Sheni and his Netzer Ravai? Davka, that's specifically. Mosif Chomish, the Ish Mima Aso Ksiv, it says a man redeeming from his Meiser. If you were to redeem someone else's Meiser, which works by the way, you don't add a chomish when you'll go and take that money and buy fruits with it. Hekdesho, his Hektish. Also his, v'lo shelchem, not other people's, which you can be pod to someone else's hektish, but you don't add the chomash when you do. Hamakdish k'siv, it says the one who sanctified the animal, when he goes and redeems it, he pays the fifth. Anene, one who gets hana, b'shogeg, right, from kodesh, from hektish, chayev korban me'ilah v'chomash, he brings a korban and he pays an extra chomash back. And the last case the Rav does not elaborate on is the case again of a gazlin who then swore falsely about it as a chomash on top of the principle that he returns. Okay, thank you everyone for listening. We'll continue next time.